Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
It's Hoffman Show. We are on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. We are streaming live on YouTube too at the Team 980. When you see me struggling with my chair, Anthony, your camera got whacked again. I don't know where it's got to go higher. Yeah, it's the right camera. It's got to go higher. Yep. All right, there you go. Now Anthony can be on camera. You know, you want to shift it like this way a little bit too. There you go. All right. Happy Monday, everybody. Well, we thought we were gonna start the show talking about the NFL draft, Anthony, because if you're a football team, why would you make a major announcement on a Monday following the draft, where I think universally you were pretty well revered for having a pretty good draft, something that you would definitely anticipate doing because you hired one of the best general managers in all of football who has a particular scouting background. Five players in all for the Commanders, and we can talk about all of them throughout the rest of this week because you upended doing all that instead of, you know, giving us a week where we had nothing to talk about once we got past the draft. Nope, you've given us the story we've been waiting on for a decade on Monday. Got the call yesterday that there's going to be an announcement this morning. Obviously, a lot of folks broke it last night. And then this morning, the announcement came. Mayor Bowser announcing that the Commanders are returning to RFK Stadium. At least that is her plan. And in many ways, there's not a ton new today outside of more details beyond what Mark Seagraves, who's going to join us at 5:30, broke a couple of weeks ago. The NBC4 reporter who got his hands on some of these budget documents. It looks like some of the numbers have changed since Mark's initial reporting, and the investment is going to be even bigger from the Commanders into this stadium. It is also going to be more expensive, but the public money is roughly about the same, somewhere between $500 and $1 billion, probably in the $800 million range. Easy for me to throw around those numbers. It's not all my money, although I guess because I am a district resident, some of that is going to be my money. Josh Harris and his ownership group are going to put $2.7 billion down. That is the largest private investment in the history of the District of Columbia of any kind for anything. I guess the city government, there's probably some government bribes by foreign. And I don't need to go talk politics on this show. Don't laugh at that. Come on. You don't think that some very rich country hasn't tried to pump billions of dollars into this city nefariously? It's 2025, man.
Yep.
$2.7 billion doesn't buy what you're used to in terms of political influence. Sovereign wealth funds in many countries not in this hemisphere. Just saying. When it comes to an above board contribution to the local, nothing has been better or nothing has been bigger than Josh Harris's $2.7 billion. Am I going to get in trouble for that, Anthony?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. Just a little punchy today. I don't have a lot new to say about this. I've been talking about it for 10 years. I do want to take your calls, and I think that'll be a good sounding board to discuss the different parts that people care about. And we'll play you plenty of the sound from the 45-ish minute press conference. A lot of bumper music at the beginning of that, Anthony.
Yeah, I know.
If you ever need the NFL Films music, it's there. If you want to go watch the press conference on YouTube, a lot of bumper music. to get through. But when the thing started, I mean, I think that on a baseline level, this is the right thing for the city. It's the right thing for the team. And while I am annoyed at a lot of the hullabaloo around this, the fact that it was basically a political event for Bowser on top of a press conference announcement where her staff and others are in the room hooting and hollering. And at one point she got real preachy with Mark Seagraves on a question he asked, and basically gave like a, what was definitely like a prepared remark about, you know, fiscal year 25 versus 26. And we're talking about our future. And it was just, it's the worst politician stuff that politicians do. To a very, very valid question from Mark, albeit a long one and one that certainly had a point of view. But it addressed the concerns that I think a lot of folks have about the current state of the DC budget and the fact that it's not in a good place. But I also do like genuinely appreciate Bowser's answer that some of the ways in which the DC city budget is currently in trouble are not her fault. And thus shouldn't be her responsibility. She's going to have to deal with the consequences, but ultimately Congress did it and Congress should fix it. Congress took $1 billion out of the budget this year. And if they're going to have to furlough workers and do all these things because Congress messed it up, there's not a whole lot she can do except for furlough those workers. They can't afford them. And so that's money that Congress did, but that's different money than the money that is going to go towards the stadium starting in 2026. And on through 2032, I believe, is when the public money is set to expire. It's not the exact right word, but it's set to be paid. And some of that money is going to be generated in the first couple of years of the stadium being open. And even before the stadium opens, as other parts of that complex come through, and there is, in the same way that there is here in the Navy Yard neighborhood, a ballpark tax, which has now been like a sports site fee, I think is what they've renamed this now. It's that pile of money. There's certain taxes around the businesses around here and all that kind of stuff that goes into a pot of money that helps pay for the stadium. And there's this way around it that both gets the job done and allows the politicians to say things like this is not going to cause any budget cuts. The reality is that's all accounting. You could do this. And if you ask, say, for more money from Josh Harris, and again, I don't think that Harris needs to give even more than he is giving, giving one of the largest public investments, one of the largest, private investments in sports history to a stadium. So, but ultimately, if you can say, oh, we didn't take away or make any cuts to the budget. Well, if you weren't spending that money on the thing you're spending it on and you were still able to generate that revenue, you would be adding to your coffers. You would be able to do other things with that money. So it's all accounting. It's all semantics. But at the end of the day, to me, the most important thing that Bowser said today that I think is true and that where I have kind of landed on from a big picture standpoint is that land is too valuable to not use. The fastest and most efficient way to get that land in use is to have a stadium piece at the center of it. That land is not getting unlocked unless the Washington Commanders do the lobbying that they did of James Comer and the other folks in the House. Comer, the Republican congressman from, where is he from? I want to say he's from Oklahoma, but now I think that's not right. Anyway, Republican congressman who, along with Eleanor Norton Holmes, or Holmes Norton, the DC congresswoman, they co-sponsored the bill to free the land. Without the lobbying that the Commanders and the NFL and Roger Goodell was there today, that they did in the Senate to get the Maryland senators the things that they needed to sign off on it and ultimately to have this thing go through at the final hour that they did. That's because of work that the city did, but also work that the Commanders did. And the city doing it without the Commanders to try to unlock that land for housing and retail and other things might be better on an economist spreadsheet. And I have no doubt that it is. I'm not saying the economists who oppose any public funding for stadium are wrong, or that when they talk about the, you know, some of the numbers that get pushed out by cities are fake or misleading, because if you had put something else there, it would have been even more beneficial to the local economy. I think that is undoubtedly true in most cases. Who am I, a radio host, to doubt people who study this stuff for a living? But I do think, as someone who like lives here and pays attention, and understands on some level, I hope a pretty significant level, the powers at play here. I just don't think there's any way that they would have gotten that land. And that land sitting there rotting in a city with extraordinarily limited resources when it comes to acreage, 180 acres going unused, generating no revenue, is the worst possible. And in fact, costing taxpayers nationwide money to maintain to the extent that it was being maintained. Taking that away from being federal land, giving it back to the district under the premise that there was going to be a football stadium there and then a surrounding mixed-use park, lands, housing, facility, whatever word encapsulates all that. I think that was the best way to do the best that you could with that land given the circumstances. And I think that's probably still my most important takeaway from today. There is more to talk about for sure. The PSLs and how Josh Harris is talking about affordability for fans. There is obviously going to be a fight from certain parts of the neighborhood. And we can talk about any of it. But the Commanders are returning to RFK. We will take your calls on it, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Plus, you'll hear from Mayor Bowser and Josh Harris and maybe some from Roger Goodell as well coming up in this hour here on the Team 980.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.